This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia's Vladimir Putin has secured another six-year term as Russian president, exit polls showed Sunday, paving the way for the hardline former spy to become the longest-serving Russian leader in more than 200 years. Victory for the 71-year-old was never in doubt, with all his major opponents dead, in prison, or exiled, and authorities waging an unrelenting crackdown on those who publicly oppose the Kremlin or its military offensive on Ukraine. A government-run pollster projected Putin had sailed to an easy victory with 87% of the vote after polls closed. An outpouring of international protest did mark the third and final day of voting for presidential elections in Russia, as supporters of dead Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny heeded a call to action. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Sunday, on the streets of Berlin, Yulia Navalnaya, the widow of former Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, joined a protest against Russian President Vladimir Putin. She walked with fellow Russians who'd lined up outside the country's embassy in the German capital to cast their ballots to determine who will lead the country for the next 6 years. Navalny supporters in Russia called for a midday protest on this, the third and final day of voting for those unhappy with Putin's tenure. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday Russian President Vladimir Putin wanted to rule forever and Russia's presidential election was an illegitimate imitation. Zelensky said in his nightly video address, the Russian dictator is simulating another election and that Putin was, quote, sick for power and is doing everything to rule forever. This is VOA.